Welcome to the J.J. Nickding Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the One to Count On. For today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickding Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News. On today's program, Washington County Engineer Jacob Torres provides an update to road projects in Washington County. Appreciate you taking some time to come meet with me today, Jacob, and just wanted to begin our conversation with talking about some of the road projects that have been happening throughout Washington County, just some of the secondary road projects that have been completed throughout the summer and fall time. So what's been going on in the county?
Yep, thanks for having me down. So construction-wise, it's been kind of a busy year. We've been involved in about 10 different projects with contractors, totaling about $7.45 million. We wrapped up two or three culvert extensions, one on Old White Way and one on Vine Avenue. Most of that work was done last year, but we had to do all the final seeding and everything this year to get those cleaned up. We finished some bridge replacements, all three up kind of in the Wellman area. One west of Wellman in an area we call Naira. We replaced a bridge there, and we replaced two bridges east of Wellman on 130th Street. Again, one was more of a wrap-up from last fall's construction, and then the other one we completed probably mid-June or so with that bridge. We had two paving projects this year, one down by Premier, paved about 3 miles of new concrete. And that has more or less wrapped up. We're doing some final paperwork with that, but project was completed. The road opened in early July. Then we've been paving the Riverside Road late summer, all fall. That recently opened a couple weeks ago, I think it was. All intents and purposes, the project's done. We will come back next spring to do final seeding and some other shaping work there. But that project wrapped up. And then late this year, we did a project on West 18th Street coming out of town. We did some grinding there to do some pavement rehab, help improve that. And then we had a couple other projects that were in conjunction with the DOT on some work they did on Highway 22. We paved a few intersections up there. And then one bridge project we did with our own forces July, which was on Elm Avenue northwest of Wellman. So that's kind of our construction. It was kind of a big year for us with all those projects. We were out stabilizing about 5 miles of gravel roads, trying to improve the surface of those. Our guys regraded and shaped probably about 10 miles worth of road this year, pulling in ditches, cleaning them out, building the roads back up to try and get the snow to blow across to help reduce maintenance in the winter, and then re-rocked those. We also worked on flattening some slopes on Vine Avenue to help improve some safety there if a vehicle were to run off the road. And then we did a variety of other projects where we helped out with some patching, crack sealing work. So a lot of the routine maintenance, replacing signs and culverts too as well.
And then with all that being said, are there any projects that you guys are still wrapping up right now?
Yeah, so all our projects are done for the season in terms of really impact to the public. We're still doing some minor maintenance stuff here and there that will maybe impact the public for a day or two, but we're trying to really button stuff up this time of year. The weather can change any time, and we really don't want to get caught with something down a road in a situation that we don't want to be for the winter. We do have some projects that might happen over the winter with some upcoming construction, depending on what contractors want to do, but wait and see what they want to do.
And is there anything that you guys are getting prepped for the springtime when the weather starts to get a little bit nicer?
Yeah, we'll be prepping for a variety of various projects. One is a bridge replacement on Juniper Avenue east of Brighton that will replace a existing wooden bridge built in the early 1900s with a new box culvert. And then we will be working with the city on an overlay project on Lexington and West 5th going out of town here. Coming up as well, we will have a letting for the paving of the last 2 miles of the shoulders on the Wayland Road. And then we've got some other projects that we're working on, possibly some more patching, trying to get some plans finalized for some grading on several roads, 230th Street here west of Highway 1, just northwest of Washington, 190th Street east of Vine Avenue over southeast of Highland School, some other grading potential projects we're working on. The other big one would be Dogwood Avenue north of McCain's.
That's been today's J.J. Nickding Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Washington County Engineer Jacob Torres talking about recent road projects in Washington County. J.J. Nickding Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News.